We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, welcome back. Rick Hamlin, John Michaels. We're partying in the midday show with Rick and John here in the Kia Studios. And on the waitfor.com hotline, we've got a dear friend of mine over at NBA TV, one of the greatest basketball analysts we have in America. He is currently the Senior Associate Commissioner of the Big East Conference, former NBA and college head coach, former NBA GM. He's got a resume that goes on and on and on. Stu, good afternoon. Welcome. We got Stu Jackson here.
Hey, good afternoon, Rick. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to speak to you.
No doubt, man. Me and John, John Michaels, are excited to have you on. So, Stu, I got to start with your conference, the Big East. Oh, my goodness. Two number one seeds. Stu, what is it, six or seven teams in the tournament? I've enjoyed watching the Big East all year long, whether it's Creighton or Xavier or my guys from Villanova who I'm picking to win it all. Stu, just congratulations on the success of your league.
Well, no, and thank you very much for that, Rick. I mean, you know, when the league was reconfigured 5 years ago, I don't think there is anyone, even internally, that could have imagined that we'd be, you know, where we are today. And, you know, it's just been a really a great ride. As you mentioned, we have six teams in the tournament this year. We're coming off a season last year where we had seven. And for a 10-team league to get 60%, 70% of your league actually in the tournament is just terrific, particularly, you know, given our short history. So we're ecstatic. You know, the tournament last weekend was probably the most competitive Big East tournament that we've had, which resulted in, obviously, Villanova becoming the tournament champion. It was just, you know, sold-out Garden Thursday night, Friday, Saturday night, electric atmosphere, great games, and, you know, it reflected well on our conference.
Stu Jackson with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You mentioned the reconfiguring of the Big East. I'm a 70s kid, so growing up in the 80s, seeing the rise of the Big East Conference and Monday Night Basketball on ESPN, I was hurt when the conference went splits and some teams went to the AAC and some to the ACC. What you guys have done is nothing short of amazing. Did you think Villanova a few years back would ascend to where they are now as one of the juggernauts in college hoops?
Well, John, it's a very good question, and the answer is we didn't know. But what happened and what became the reality of our conference is when our seven presidents from the old league got together and decided to continue the league by, you know, buying the Big East brand, keeping Madison Square Garden, keeping the original seven teams, and adding Xavier, Creighton, and Butler, combined with the fact that, you know, we partnered with Fox Sports to, you know, comprise the league. It was a stroke of genius. And what happened over time is, you know, those schools that were part of the old Big East or that 14-15 league, what happened from a recruiting standpoint is that the balance of recruiting then shifted. So schools like Villanova, like Providence, like Xavier, Creighton, and Butler, who we added from the Midwest, were now involved with players because we were a basketball-centric conference, became involved with players that maybe previously they weren't, you know, as involved with. So it really helped our recruiting, being on TV, national TV, for every single game by virtue of Fox Sports 1, and also having a strong brand as a conference, strong schools from the old conference that had a strong brand. It just gave new life to our conference. And what happened, Providence is another example. Their recruiting really stepped up, and they've been now to the NCAA tournament five straight years. That has never happened in the history of Providence College. So it's interesting, sort of the unintended benefit that, you know, this new reconfigured conference really, happened for these schools that are in it, our 10 schools.
one of the charter schools, Georgetown, goes through a coaching change last year, Patrick Ewing in this year. Do you think it'll take a while for the Hoyas to get back to where they were? Because they're the national brand from the 80s that a lot of people are waiting to get back to the top of the mountain.
The answer is yes. It's going to take some time to build their program. They were left with a group of players that collectively may, on paper, not have been the best in our conference. But I will tell you this, John and Rick, Patrick Ewing can coach the game of basketball. And from a conference office perspective, there's no doubt in our mind that as he begins to recruit even better athletes and better players, that they are going to vault themselves up into the top half of the league. He has the right stuff. You know, the players that he inherited, each one of them got better as the year went on. Competitively, they were in every game. I think they got blown out maybe in the first third of our season by Villanova or Xavier. And ever since then, they have been in every single ball game and extremely competitive, which is a strong signal that this program's going in the right direction.
We've got Stu Jackson on the WadeForIt.com hotline, Senior Associate Commissioner of the Big East. And, Stu, you know, you've got Xavier here as a number one seed. Villanova is a number one seed. Villanova, a no-brainer. They win the conference tournament. They've been up there at the top all year. They pass the eye test. They pass every test. I've watched a lot of Xavier basketball this year. I like this team a lot. But, Stu, for some reason, I don't love this team. So talk to me and other people who are looking at Xavier like, I don't really perceive you as a Final Four team. Talk to that, please.
Well, I would respectfully, of course, in my biased lens, you know, disagree. And, you know, and you and I don't disagree much, Rick.
But you're my guy. I'm buying what you're selling, Stu.
Yeah, no, this Xavier team, I think, is one of the, and I stress this, one of the deepest teams in America. They go nine players deep. And when I say nine players deep, legitimate, skilled, high-level players. And they have a good mix of both young freshman players and veteran players. And they've got an All-American in Trayvon Blewett. So they have those key ingredients that, you know, a team that makes a deep run into the tournament has. They're funny in this regard. They can play different styles of play. They're a very good man-to-man defensive team. I have no doubt during the tournament they'll break out their 1-3-1 zone, which they didn't play hardly any of during the conference team, but they're a very good 1-3-1 zone team. Offensively, they can score in a variety of different ways. I mentioned Trayvon Blewett from the perimeter. J.P. McCura, also a great perimeter threat to not only shoot the ball from the perimeter, but both of them are able to penetrate the ball. They have good low post scoring in Sean O'Mara and Tyrone Jones. They've got, you know, I think two freshmen in Paul Scruggs and Najee Marshall, both of whom, you know, we may be seeing playing on Thursday night someday in the NBA. So I'm telling you, they have a lot of good pieces. For them, it's just a question of, you know, those nights when they put it together, and when they do, they're devastating.
Stu Jackson with us here on the WadeForIt.com hotline. Stu, let's turn our attention to the NBA a little bit, kind of the crossover between the NCAA tournament and the NBA draft that'll be coming here in Atlanta not soon enough. Who are some of the guys you look at that can instantly impact a team going to the next level? Guys you think can come in and be that 20-point-a-game scorer?
Well, you know, there are several, you know, guys, and by the way, just my commentary on this year's draft, I think it is very strong at the top end. I do. When you take in account, in this draft, guys like Andre Ayton at, you know, University of Arizona, you know, the Bagley kid at Duke, Doncic from over in Europe, I mean, you're talking about three players that potentially could be transformational in terms of players that, you know, you can truly build your team around. And for that, that's the reason I say that it's, you know, top heavy, because the excellence of those players, I think, is extraordinary. So, you know, I look at that, and then you add into it, you know, if Michael Porter in Missouri, who just came back to his team and will be eligible and ready to play in the NCAA tournament at Missouri, another player, Jaren Jackson at Michigan State. If you haven't seen him, you know, his father was, you know, Jaren Jackson, who played in the NBA for long term. He's 6'11", has great perimeter skills, is an excellent, excellent defender. You know, Muhammad Bamba, you know, at the University of Texas, another freshman player. Again, these both Jackson and Bamba are young players who down the road, I think, are going to be transformational players. The best point guard in the draft, I think, is Colin Sexton down in Alabama, not necessarily Trey Young, as was touted earlier in the year. So, you know, though there are five or six or seven players that I think are really strong candidates, you know, for franchises that ultimately down the road could turn them around.
And, Stu, I love Mikal Bridges for the next level as well, the sharpshooter for Villanova. So I do want – you mentioned Trey Young, and I don't want to take you down that road again. You gave us a great opinion on that. Just simply a lot of people – Dick Vitale, some people are really in their feelings, Stu, about Oklahoma being in the tournament, and they're vehemently against that. Where are you at with the Sooners being in the tournament?
Well, it's interesting. I don't mean to deflect the question, Rick, but it's really not for me to decide. I mean, we have an NCAA selection committee that is focused on this very these very decisions year long, who spend a lot more time, you know, evaluating the metrics, evaluating, you know, the play of these teams. And, you know, we have to respect that. It doesn't mean it shouldn't be and isn't great fodder for debate. I get that. But, you know, I really have a lot of faith in Bruce Rasmussen, who is the chair of the NCAA committee, who headed this committee, and their ability to pick, you know, what they think are the right teams. But, you know, listen, I mean, you can argue that USC had a stronger resume. You can argue because Oklahoma State, you know, beat Oklahoma twice and Kansas twice, that maybe they should have been in. But there was something there that, you know, the reason they chose Oklahoma over those two squads, and I have to respect that.
Gotcha, Stu. Can't thank you enough for joining us, man.
You know, it's always a pleasure, man. I could do this, like, for an hour.
Stu, thanks a lot, man.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.